the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are white.
Air right at mid show, and I said, man, the powers of the air didn't want us to talk about it, because your anointing, they say the anointing is heavy with you, Greg.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. It's you know, you just never know when God is going to move, and move in a way that's really beyond belief. And all I can tell you is that my wife is, well, she's the best. And we got through it. And, excuse me, and we made it a great show. And there was a, you know, well, just too much to complain about.
I know you've had quite a bit in the last 6 months to a year that Satan's thrown your way, and the Lord has brought you through it. And I know when I spoke with you last week about the show, you mentioned some things that were heavy on your heart that you wanted to share, and in being prepared for what's coming.
Well, that's absolutely correct. I was to meet the Lord if he require that. But all I can tell you is that he moved us through that, you know, that time, and we're grateful beyond measure that we did make it through. And it was just wonderful to see at work. You know, it was. And what, Betty?
How God delivers.
Oh, yeah. My wife, just one of those moments that you, well, you hope you don't have to go through again. And but all I can tell you is that we both believed that he absolutely got us through. And it was just magnificent. So, you know, it was... yeah, my wife is helping me out here. She kept me on the straight and narrow, and it was good to have her on board. So we, we've got a lot going on, and so with that said, we just continue to believe that he will get us through, and that's all we need, my dear brother.
Amen to that, Greg. It's when you go through something like that, and there may be people that are listening. I haven't personally gone through it, but I went through it with my daughter, and the fact that God, you have these things happen in your life, and God brings you through them supernaturally, and you feel his tangible presence, and he's there, and it's something that is irreplaceable, and something that you would, you know, you say, Lord, yeah, I wouldn't give anything for the experience and knowing you how I know you now, but I really don't want to go through this again. Please. Yeah. So you get to be listening very hard to the Lord and trying not to earn his displeasure and do everything he requests of you so that you don't get any, you don't have to be pushed in a certain direction, which is usually usually not fun when he gets your attention in that way, is it?
No, sir. And I've been down that road, and I can just tell you that you just must stay right with the Holy Spirit and not just stay with the Holy Spirit and not let, you know, yeah, like Liz said, you have to lean on your own flesh.
And God.
Well, and God.
I know what you mean. You have to lean on God, you know, to support your flesh is what you meant, I'm sure. But it wasn't in your bio, Greg, but the word is that you were a super soldier.
Well, that's correct. And we, again, went through the days when that was a brand new concept, and all I can tell you is that that we saw the result, and I can just tell you that so we were glad for what he did for us, and glad that he caught us through it.
Okay. And that was, I guess you were in one of the first programs, weren't you?
Well, yes. And it was a wonderful time of, well, just anointing. So we knew that we were meant to be. And thank you. So, yes, Betty. Thank you. My wife is, so we kept it, you know, one of those days when we said no condemnation and no. So it was good. It was very good.
I just wanted to say, Greg just came home from dialysis. Him.
Right. Yeah.
And it's been a difficult day for him. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to express what he's trying to say. And we just got home when you called at 4:30. It's 4:30 our time. We had a little bit of a break here. So.
Right. He's doing dialysis quite often, isn't he?
Yeah, it's dialysis every day, and Greg is doing a hyperbaric treatment Monday through Friday. So it's been a real demanding schedule for his body. Yeah, you know, we've been so grateful to God that he's brought us through. Greg's, you know, had many life and death close calls throughout this last year, and we're just thanking God every day that he's still here with us.
Well, I know you guys have been under attack. If you can, won't you let our folks know what he's actually, God has brought you guys through in these last few months, several months?
Well, I can tell you that last year, in August, we headed out to Mayo Clinic because Greg was having difficulty with his heart and his arterial problems and blood flow and all kinds of stuff. And we got up there in August of last year, and I think he's probably spent almost 110 days in the hospital.
Right.
And he went through like 8 different medical procedures. He had an aortic valve replaced. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And he had to end up with a pacemaker. He lost part of his left foot. And we're battling now with keeping his right foot. Hopefully we can. So for all those that are out there, please pray for Greg. We're seeing some progress, and it's been slow, but we're definitely going in the right direction. And the Lord has provided so much for us through. And the one thing I have to say about the dear precious believers out there is that they've been so generous. They've sent cards and letters. They've sent gifts of money just to help out, you know, with all the extra expenses. And God's people are pretty special.
Especially your people.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean, there's been some wonderful, and the kind, you know, you don't realize how many folks out there really are practicing love, the love of God. There's, we see so much hate these days. We see so much backbiting. We see so many people tearing one another down instead of building one another up. And Lord showed us the other side of the coin, the good people, the ones that are really out there, and they act on their faith. It's not just empty words.
Well, that's wonderful. I tell you, it's nothing like going through something like this and feeling it, and then seeing people. It changes your view, because I get very skeptical a lot of times about the way things are going, and I know I've been trying to change my life too, and it's just been it's been wonderful to understand that people are doing more than you think.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Liz, you've had some problems of your own.
Oh yeah. Well, in the middle of all of this, I had a minor heart attack. You know, I have to say, you know, when it's been an amazing journey, but God never once let us down, never once let us down. And every single time something happened or we had a medical crisis, Greg actually ended up in ICU in Mayo Clinic with about 17 doctors gathered around him. I mean, it's amazing. They didn't expect him to live through the night. And I sat in the corner and just watched, and I had such peace, the peace that only God can give. You know, people say, well, how can you go through that? Well, when you're in the middle of a storm, God is with you. Jesus is with you. And it was the same thing with this heart attack. My daughter said, Mom, I think you need to go to the hospital. And I said, well, I don't feel all that bad.
Oh, yeah. It's in times like that, you wonder how people that
get you. And yeah. Greg says, well, I think you better go. And I got there, and next thing you know, I was in an ambulance on the way to the hospital about 75 miles north of here. And while I was laying in the back of the ambulance, and this is how God works, I just had this, I thought, gee, what's all this fuss about, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing that much wrong with me. And I closed my eyes, and you know the praying hands, you've seen that statue and that image many, many times, mm-hmm. the large praying hands. And I had closed my eyes, and I saw these huge hands, and they opened, just gradually opened, and inside the hands was a beating heart. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I have your heart in my hands. You're going to be fine.
Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. The comfort. Now, how could anybody go through some of these things without the Lord? Can you imagine?
I can't imagine.
I could not fathom going through this without God.
I can't imagine life in the United States today with all that's going on everywhere.
Oh, no, I know. It's
the folks that have lost loved ones, the police officers that have been killed just in Texas, how horrible the suffering the families are going through. But, you know, the Lord is there even in the midst of all of that, even in the midst of these tragedies and great losses. And I can't imagine what I would do if I didn't have that hope. You know, the hope that we have in God, that his promises are true.
That's right.
That's right. Hey, honey?
It's absolutely correct.
Greg's just here, the doctors and all the doctors at Mayo Clinic, and so many of them, they call them the super youper trooper. Being that we're from the Upper Peninsula, they call us youpers up here.
Mm-hmm. Youper. He's a youper trooper. Super youper trooper.
And he hasn't been whining. He hasn't been complaining. He's been stoic, and he's been an example of what God, the strength of God, and his character, too.
Well, we have just not left him for a moment.
And he hasn't left us for a moment, right, Craig?
No, that's absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, and the Lord's been speaking to both of our hearts, right, Greg, about getting our nose more back in the Word of God, back in the Bible, making that our daily bread.
Yep.
You know, that is the very same thing that's happening with my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
There's an urgency in my spirit about getting, you know, worshiping, getting connected with the Lord, getting filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. I've never been one. I was raised in Southern Baptist. I've never been one for signs and things. And I know what's going on in countries, in third world countries, and backwards countries overseas, where some of these evangelists and people that are witnessing and missionaries that are there are actually seeing, you know, miraculous signs. I mean, people rising from the dead, basically, and healings and things of this nature. And I always felt like, you know, one of the reasons that we didn't see that here was because we were so much of a Christian nation as it was, and our faith was pretty good, that we didn't need that.
Well, we do.
And yeah. I'm feeling a resurgence of signs in this country now, because we have actually fallen so far away, and our people and our children and this last few generations are so far away and so ignorant of God. I think they need those signs now, and I think they're coming.
Well, I believe that, because, you know, in the end times, God is going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and young men will see dreams, or see visions, and old men dream dreams, and he's going to pour out his Spirit on his handmaidens. And what does it say? There will be prophecy. There will be mighty things done in the name of Jesus in these last days, because there's still a harvest out there. There are still many souls that need to be saved, that need to come to the knowledge of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Totally.
Come on. Come on. Preach it. Lay it down, Liz. You're doing good.
Well, not that.
Hey, Liz and Greg, this is Chris here of the Cox and Kerr Show, and I've just been listening, but you two have had your hands full with just, you know, day-to-day living and taking enough breaths to stay alive, but still I've been just sort of distressed and I guess the word could be sort of depressed watching mainstream news to kind of keep up with what I would call the race towards the race war. What is your all's take on current events? Or maybe you don't know what's going on. I hope you don't. I hope you're too busy with your health problems.
Right, Greg?
Oh, and, you know, we're just living day to day.
Yeah.
The Lord over and over and over and just waiting.
Yes. Well, as far as what's going on in the United States today, I think somebody said, I think, wasn't it Greg, the sheriff from the Milwaukee County Police Department that said that what we need is prayer. What we need is prayer, praying for one another.
Yes.
Praying for the police, praying for each other, praying for the people. That this is just the devil that would like to sift all of us as wheat and tear us apart. That we need to come together, not as black. I mean, God is colorblind, right?
Right,
absolutely.
The Lord sees the heart. The Lord looks upon the heart. And we need to love one another and pray fervently for everyone.
That's right. Nonstop. There can be no time to quit, or it'll be too late.
Right. Our war isn't against flesh and blood. We, according to the Word of God, our war is against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And in Jesus' name, we need to pull down those strongholds.
Amen.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and beyond that, we need to keep our minds fixed on Jesus and all that he's done since, well, really, the beginning of time.
Amen. Amen.
And that he will not. So,
it's hard with all of the, when you see all of the divides out there, but we know so much of this is being manufactured by, you know, the Illuminati and the powers that be that are just trying to usher in the new world order.
Yes.
You know, so much of this has just been orchestrated, literally orchestrated in the background.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe teaching folks what's going on, trying to show them the actual truth of what's happening might open some eyes, and we just have to pray that eyes will be opened.
That's right.
Well, so much is being hidden from the public. so much the news is not reporting, or they're couching it in a different way. And you know, people think we have a free press in this country, and we don't. We do not. They are bought and paid for. You know, when you have the CIA and others that are basically filling the newsrooms of the major cable stations and channels and mainstream media, all you have really is the alternate internet, which they're trying really hard to get rid of. And people that I think most of the listeners on this show probably listen to Alex Jones, and they listen to the Power Hour, and they listen to those shows, and they're aware that things are not quite right, but they may not be aware enough just from that, because they feel like, well, you know, these people were really way, I used to think Alex was, you know, really off the hook. And now I completely understand it when he gets in a rage and he gets mad and speaks, because that's exactly how any common person, knowing what they know, should feel. And the only thing to keep you balanced is the Lord Jesus Christ and him in your life. And I've been turning more and more as I see these days approaching. And when I talked to Greg last week, he sounded much, much stronger. And I know this has really taken a toll on him, so we're going to try to be as easy on him today as possible. But and I thank you for stepping in, because you've been right there and you know what's going on.
And I know too that, you know, when we hit a day like this, every once in a while Greg will hit a rough patch, and tomorrow he'll be like a roaring lion.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, he was the other day when I talked to him. He was absolutely, I was really impressed, even from when I heard him on with the Hawk. And
You know what you were saying earlier about how sometimes the enemy just, you know, when there's an anointing or there's a word that needs to be said or spoken, oftentimes you'll get knocked off the air or something will interfere. And I can tell you today the enemy's really been up to no good. But God is going to have the victory.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the phone service was out here for several hours. Greg had a really hard dialysis day, and I had to pick him up early. And I mean, it's just been one of those things. And but the enemy is fighting viciously, and we have to be strong, and we have to fight back and take on the whole armor of God and pick up the weapons of our warfare.
Amen to that.
Yep.
And
I'll tell you, it's been a difficult day, but we're okay, and we're going to get better.
Well, Greg, your Liz is coming through strong, and we don't know Liz as well as you, but boy, it sounds like you're a blessed brother to have a woman like this.
Well, I certainly am.
At your right hand.
Well, you know, I was very blessed to have the Lord bring us together, and to have him as my husband. And you know, we've been battling this battle together, you know, and so it's just, and when I'm weak, then God is strong and Greg is strong, and when Greg's weak, then God gives me that extra oomph, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, let me break in the top of the hour and say that this is WBCR Truth Radio, 1470 on your AM dial, and you're listening to the Cox and Kerr Show, and we have Greg and Liz Evenson on, and Greg is a very, very strong brother in Christ, and he and his wife have been battling Satan's darts for the last year. And the last time he was on our show, we'd scheduled him once before, and the devil got him down. And the last time before that, he was not completely off the air halfway through. And I'm telling you, the anointing was strong at that point, and we were on fire, and boom, the lightning knocked us off the air, and we were sitting here around candles and around the phone light talking to him on our cell phones, and we never did get it back up, I guess, for about 6-8 hours. But
we're glad.
He was determined not to let your word get out, Greg. And he's been trying to kill you ever since, evidently.
We're going to do it.
Take care, bud.
Hey, can you give your contact information again, Liz?
Yes, it's Greg at theheartlandusa.com. It's theheartlandusa.com. And the website is www.theheartlandusa.com.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to let you guys go. I know it's been rough on you. And
yes, Chris, and thank you, Chris and Tim, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us and battling and trying to do your all for the Lord. And
yes.
And we won't forget you. And Lord willing, in the months to come, things will get better.
Well, like I said, it's a day-to-day thing. And like I said, tomorrow, you know, Greg will be a completely different person. It's amazing. But I was just going to say, there was one thing he wanted to say about what had happened. Is there any time left?
Sure, sure. We've got 30
we've
more
got
minutes.
We've got a half hour. We were just
afraid you were it was too worn down to continue. But
yeah.
you go as long as you want to, guys. Come on.
Hey, Greg? Oh, I think he did sign off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think he was done, bless his heart.
Yeah, yes. Well, he was just, he had just spoken recently to someone from Nevada, and mm-hmm. They, a very excellent source, police officer, former police officer, high up, well-connected, precious brother in the Lord, and he had some friends of his, former military police, that were out hunting in the Nevada area, and they came across, there were three or four of them, I believe, and as they were in on federal land, and they stumbled across some place they shouldn't have been, and there emerged some men in uniform with blue helmets, and there were at least four or five of them, I believe, from what I understand. And it was a Mexican standoff. They warned them. They said, you need to drop your guns and get off this land. And the police officers, the hunters, the good guys, said, nope, not going anywhere. And they stood their ground. And I guess it was about a five-minute Mexican standoff. And eventually the fellows in the blue helmets lowered their guns and were told to leave. So they turned around and left them alone. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on.
Where was this, Liz?
It was in Nevada.
Nevada, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In a federal land.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there was, unfortunately, Greg's not on the phone at the moment, but I can't recall the name of the area. But I know they discussed, I think Hawk discussed it on his radio show this past Friday night, I think.
I don't think there's any alphabet agency in our country that wears blue helmets, is there, Tim?
Oh, it's the UN helmet.
Yeah, there's there is. There's the alphabet. United Nations is an alphabet.
Yeah, but that's not three
agency.
Letters.
The UN, that we are being so deceived and lied to. And I'm telling you, when this thing comes down, and it's just a matter of when, not if, it's coming down. When this thing comes down, I think it's going to be a shock and awe on American society, because, you know, things are still going. Things are still, you know, people look at you like you're crazy because things are still going on, and they've still got their shows on TV. They've still got their ball games. They've still got everything. And they can't see it. They can't see the shelves being empty. They can't see the prices rising because they're told by their sweet informative government that inflation is low and unemployment is low. And I don't know how, when you have 350 million people and you've got over 100 million unemployed, that you can have 4% unemployment. I can't get my head around those numbers.
Yeah.
But we just don't really, unless you're living it right now, you don't see it, and the media is not telling the truth. And it's a shame that everything is so programmed against us. And like I say, our only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And I'll tell our listeners, if you don't know the Lord, you need to meet him and meet him quickly.
Absolutely.
Because he is the only hope we're going to have in the end.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting out of here alive.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of Christian leaders that have prophetic gifts and have had dreams and visions that have been discussed and shared over a number of years. And so many of them have seen, you know, dreams and visions of the destruction of the United States. And the one thing that gave me hope is that I can't recall which I think it was Henry Groover.
Yes.
He was a prayer walker.
Yeah, he's been a guest on our show a couple times, actually. Henry walked and prayed over America, and he saw the coming destruction. And you know what he and Dmitry Dudeman
have,
if you look at what's happening today, this phony Black Lives Matter business being promoted by the communists and creating a civil war just like was prophesied by Dmitry Dudeman, and the same thing that I believe Henry Groover said in different words, that during the Civil War, that's when they would strike.
Yeah.
And the most obvious thing is an EMP.
Mm-hmm.
And our own government statistics have shown us that in a year, 90% of the population will be dead just because of the EMP, not talking about an invasion from abroad.
Right.
Or soldiers coming in, just our own people, you know, that can't sustain themselves and that get murdered by the gangs until they starve to death.
Right.
If you, friends, if you're not right with Jesus, and if you aren't putting up supplies, if you're not putting up food, if you're not putting up ammo and guns for protection, you know, God has told me to do that.
Yes, and, you know, there's just a variety of things that, you know, you mentioned, and we've discussed here around the kitchen table, we've discussed with neighbors and dear friends, and you know, the one thing that you mentioned about the EMP, I honestly didn't realize how devastating that actually can be. I don't know if the American people realize how terrible that could be. You think, oh, the lights are going to go out, we're not going to have this, we're not going to have that. But those that have prepared, you know, have their water stored, they have their ammunition, they have their, maybe they have solar panels, maybe they have generators, but I didn't realize that the grid can catch on fire, that the electrical wiring and all of the things that have generated things can spark and explode and start fires all over the place.
Well,
you know, there's a lot of things that can happen, and there won't be fire trucks to put out the fires.
Friends, how many nuclear power plants do we have in this country?
And what happens in a meltdown if you don't have power?
How many Fukushimas are sitting next door?
That's right.
To you and I.
Yeah.
And when the power goes out and when they run out of their generators go down, those reactors go.
Yes. Yes.
Boom.
I think there's almost a false sense of peace among.
Well, it's hidden. It's hidden from us.
Yeah, yes. And the other thing is, though, even amongst the preppers, I think they don't realize how bad things can get, even though they've stored up. It's kind of like, I mean, we don't really realize how terrible this is going to be.
Well, we've not, most of us have not been in a situation like what's coming ever in our lives. I know I haven't. Now, my dad, who's 92, he was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was in it, and he knows what it's like to be To be low on food and in a hostile environment and in the cold where you can't get warm, you can't have a fire because you can't reveal your position. And he knows. I've never experienced anything like that. Now, maybe some hunters have been a little bit exposed to it and other people, and I know Greg's probably been through it, and he knows what it's like.
Yes.
But you and I, we don't have any idea exactly how it's going to be.
Well,
you,
we're pretty soft, and we're pretty spoiled, and we're really real tough.
We are marshmallows.
Yeah.
Seriously, you are listening to me, 99.999% of you, including me, and I'm not leaving myself out, are marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doomed if something happens. If you don't, even if you have preparation, it's not likely. But if you don't, you know.
Well, you know, back to Henry Groover.
Yes.
Remember when he said that in the very end, as he, I think it was a book called Visions of a Prayer Walker. And in the end of it, he went through several different places in the book. But he said there were small lights, or like lights throughout the country. There was a flicker of light here and a flicker of light there. There were patches of survivors. There were those that God had hidden away, that were hidden away and caused to survive and made it through that. And little lights, little fires in the wilderness here and there and everywhere. And there will be those that will survive.
There will be a remnant.
Yes, there will. And those folks will be picking up the pieces and witnessing to those that are left and ministering to those that are left and taking in the wounded and taking care of their brothers and sisters. And then I believe the Lord will return.
Well, I believe he will. I know back in 97, I had an urgency in my spirit to prepare, and I didn't know why until I found out about Y2K. And independently, my wife came to me and she said, "Do we have food? Should we be storing food?" Mm-hmm. And it was like a witness.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who it was for. I really don't. I'm still eating it. I don't know who it was for. If it's for me, if it's for my family, if it's for someone else, I don't have any idea. All I know is it was pressed upon me to prepare and to put up, and I did, and the Lord never told me it was for me. But I know one thing: if I didn't put it up, not only would it not do me any good, but it wouldn't do anybody else any good either.
That's right. And Lord is going to have his folks here that will be able to, you know, minister and pray and help those that are left.
He will.
Mm-hmm.
And he has done that. He has done that throughout the ages.
Yeah.
And his judgment is coming upon America. And make no mistake, it's the judgment of our sins. You know, we're flaunting the LGB, however you pronounce that stuff.
Uh-huh.
The perversions in God's face. We're butchering millions, over 50 million unborn children. If that's not a Holocaust, I don't know what is.
Well, I think it's
And we have blood on our hands, and we as a nation with blood on our hands, how can we ask a righteous God to save our nation when we have sinned so completely?
Well, all we can do is cry out for mercy and forgiveness, you know. That's all we can do.
Well,
and God will do what he will do.
Now,
he is a just God. He's a just God.
Well, now, I know when I talked to Greg earlier, he was going to impress... his intention was to impress upon the need for preparation for when it's
Absolutely.
Coming.
Absolutely, yes.
And I don't know if you guys know a good company. I can name a few. I know Numana, and Joyce Riley promotes that, and they were having a sale, and that's all organic and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Alex Jones, and this is one I did because of the finances, has 40% off on a it's 20 to 40% off, but on a year supply of food, which is My Patriot Supply food,
mm-hmm.
private labely, you know, boxed under his InfoWars mm-hmm. Select label. It's the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had some of that, and I tried it. My wife and I sat down and had some of it, and I ordered a year's supply of that.
It was good, huh?
It was good. It's not, like, say, organic and all that, but as mm-hmm. far as the quality, the flavor, and the product, and the money, it was about half. At $1,400, it's about half of normal food supply prices, and it's about a quarter of the price of Numana.
Wow!
So with this 40% off, it is unbelievable.
Okay. Well, I wasn't familiar with that.
And it's at InfoWarsLife.com, and I want to recommend. I can recommend it because I've had it, mm-hmm. and I bought it myself,
mm-hmm.
and it's. Like I say, it was like $1,440, I think, for a year's supply.
And I have to say, one of the things that I did, we had a gathering several years ago out in Missouri, and we called it the Patriots Field of Dreams. And Joyce Riley was out there at the time, but there was another gal out there that had a table, and it was called Shelter Reliance. I don't know if you've ever heard of that food.
Who is it?
But they do have a lot of, they have like vegetable powder, like for instance, tomato powder. And uh-huh. they have like a vegetarian bouillon. And they have quite a number of other things that you can, you know, if you have bulk rice, for instance, we've got lots of rice. But, you know, what do you do with plain old rice? So I bought, you know, number 10 cans of this chicken bouillon so that I can actually, you know, flavor it. We can make a large pot of rice that tastes like something.
You know, yeah,
when you
there
get
you
to those times, some of the tough times, is sometimes just having something that has some flavor will make a tremendous difference. You know, so their tomato powder is outstanding. And there is another company, too, that sold like vegetable powder, so you can add it to things,
right?
And it's freeze dried powders, and I think those are a wonderful thing to have too. They take up a lot less room, but they help, that you can use, like I said, your bulk rice and things like
right.
that.
Right. You can buy if you can't do or can't afford, and you can do bulk. Mm-hmm. I have a combination.
Yeah,
I have bulk grains, rice, corn.
Beans.
I have bulk. Have garden. We do canning.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a little something I keep referring back to Hawk because I know you guys know each other, and he always says, you know, get you an extra can of chunky soup, you know, at the store if you can't do anything else. He said, before you buy gold and silver, it's like him and Steve Quayle's, you know, get your food.
Well, like Greg says, you can't eat ammunition.
No.
You can't eat gold.
No, but you can trade it.
My husband would tell you, number one, prepare, prepare, prepare.
Water and food.
Say plan. Have a plan. Work a plan. Have a plan A. Have a plan B. And have a backup plan to plan B. Have a plan C. You know,
you have to have a plan for it to go awry and have to adjust it.
That's right.
And
that's right.
But if you don't have a plan, you don't see the wrong coming.
That's right.
I mean, plans are made not to work exactly right, but you can at least adapt from them.
Sure.
If you don't have a plan, you don't know how to adapt. So.
And you know, you have to think ahead. Like just yesterday, I can't recall. Greg was somewhere. I was here alone by myself, and we have some, you know, obviously some firearms because of Greg's background, and I'm thinking to myself, so what happens if somebody drives up the driveway right now with blue helmets on, with guns, you know, extended coming toward my door, what would I do? I mean, we have to think about that. You know, which door would I lock the door and go out the back? What would I do? I mean, women need to think about that. you know, everyone needs to think about that. Are you going to face off with them, or are you going to find a way to get out the back door and slip into the woods? You know, and that's where I guess we just have to look to God for wisdom in that moment, because only He knows. Oh, I mean, hopefully we're in tune to the Holy Spirit, where we'll hear the still small voice of God within us.
Absolutely,
you can, right?
That was perfect. That's exactly right. That's why you need to know the Lord, folks. That's why you need to be close to Him, so that he can tell you and help you in those situations. And Liz, there's no doubt in my mind, He would have put something in your mind,
yeah,
and given you an idea to probably evade and escape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. Run till you can't run no more, and then you have to take a stand.
Right.
But
I would just point out that in the scriptures, the first thing you do is avoid, you know.
Actually, avoid it. That's
avoid
right.
it.
And, try to avoid it.
And, you know, we've played enough paintball around here to know that if the bullets are flying, it doesn't last long. It doesn't last as long as with Bruce Willis and Die Hard.
Like
everyone dies pretty fast when there's bullets flying, so you can forget.
And a lot of people are dead.
Yeah, you can forget it turning out like a Star Wars victory movie. I mean, it just doesn't. It's why I've been sort of sick all week thinking about how close we are to these people are being played like a fiddle. You talk about orchestration. It's
mm-hmm.
it's like they're being played to divide, and that's how we'll be conquered. And it's totally funded by, I like to hear the word George Soros. He's so full of this promoting the division in the name of unity. It's just sad. It's made my heart sad. I've talked to a few of my black friends this week. Their hearts are sad. You know, not everyone is totally brainwashed, but most are. I think most are.
Well, and, too many are.
Too many are. And I talked to another friend that said, well, I said, you know, I was concerned about my children who are in big cities, especially Cleveland, Ohio, which I'm concerned about next week. And
yeah.
And he said, you really can't worry about that. You have to accept the fact that, you know, this nation is so far down the path of sin that it needs a correction, that it deserves what we have coming. You know, you can't be the number one producer of the pharmaceutical addictive drugs. You can't be the number one promoter of narcotics worldwide through the tremendous amount of opioids coming through Afghanistan, which we lock and stock took over, was producing none, and now we're showing maps of the Knox County area with all the different numbers of overdoses on heroin in good old East Tennessee. We used to have a problem with white lightning, but that's not our problem anymore.
Yeah.
And then we've got the abortion Tim mentioned. We've got a movie industry that is the number one in the world for pornography, which supposedly about, you know, 30 or 40% of the people using the internet, that's what it's for, is pornography. So our nation, our hands aren't just dirty, they're filthy dirty, and our morality is so far gone. And it's rare for children in their, I've got one really blessed branch of my family where five children and 15 grandchildren all got married at a reasonably young age, and that just doesn't happen anymore. People don't get married. They have a few children from two or three different mates, and we've really lost the foundation, the basics of a Christian culture. And
the foundation of morality.
Yeah.
Based right. on the Ten Commandments, you know?
So if we see some bad things happening, you know, I think the number one thing I've been getting in the last week is, you know, just in your own self, live a righteous life, clean up your own act. You know, that's the only shield, you know, that will protect you. I've heard miraculous stories of people under assault, say missionaries in China, where they take one and leave the other one. Their story was that I was just invisible to the murderers that were coming through killing the Christians. So, you know.
Yes, there have been many miracles.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Sorry, brother Andrew, they used to smuggle Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, and mm-hmm. they would have the Bibles hidden in their cars in the trunks, and they would pray. They would say, "Lord, cause seeing eyes to be blind," and the guards would not even see the Bibles.
Yeah, I think we're about to that stage. That's what we need, is those. I don't consider any surgery or miracle minor, but it's about time we had a few minor miracles around here, Timothy.
I think they're coming. Yeah. I think they're coming. Liz, let me ask you, around the coffee table, have you discussed copper ammunition?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you in just a few minutes kind of touch on that?
Well, actually, we have some that has been prepared or made for us. I guess the calibers, from what I understand, there aren't very many available. It's in a pretty, I think it's just two different, a 45 caliber, and I can't remember the other one. I'm sorry, I'm not Greg. He is the one that's
probably 223.
Sort of, but yes, we have some of those clips loaded and ready so that we know where they are. You know, they talk about all of the genetically engineered super soldiers and the Nephilim and
yes.
all these things that are coming upon the earth. And from what I understand and from what I've read and what I've heard is that the copper bullets are the only thing, a solid copper bullet, are the only thing that take these creatures down.
Well, I know when I heard Greg on Hawk's show talking about that, the week didn't go by before I had copper slugs for my 12 gauge, high velocity copper slugs, and 308 for
I was going to throw my Lincoln.
I decided not to waste my time with a 223, considering what we were dealing with.
I was going to throw Lincoln pennies at them, Tim, yeah, but I just realized there's no copper
in
them anymore.
If you take the old copper ones and melt them down, the federal government will come and get you. Just like they do for the mattress tags.
Well, we better wind her down.
We're going to wind it down. Liz, I want to thank you so much for stepping in and helping Greg out, just like you've been doing these many years.
It's a privilege.
It's always a blessing to speak with you. You're a woman of God, and you guys, may the Lord just bless you and keep you and increase his physical strength every day,
mm-hmm.
and may he be with our country and with our listeners in this time that is really quickly degenerating into chaos.
And we just pray that God will just pour out his spirit upon you, Tim and Chris, and that his anointing would come upon you. And that when you open your mouth, his words would come forth to those that are listening, and they would bring life to those that are hearing, and that it would make changes, and it would open doors, and it would open eyes and open ears and open hearts, and that they would come to know Jesus as their Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Our hearts are in his hands.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Can't anything better than that.
Amen.
All right.
Well, blessings to you both.
Thank you. Thank you
so
for
much.
Your prayer, Liz.
You too. And thanks
now.
Again, guys. Bye-bye. Chris, see you on the next Cox
and Kerr
radio show. Friends, that's us. See you soon.